We're pleased and honored to have Swami Pragyananda with us this morning. When we were in New Delhi about 3 or 4 years ago, we had the pleasure of visiting Swamiji's ashram and being hosted by him. He even cooked all the curries for lunch by himself, a real treat. And showed us his whole facility upstairs and down, including the special lingam. Was that mercury lingam?
Yeah, mercury.
Very special Shiva lingam there, made of mercury. So very fond memories of that experience. We're happy to be able to reciprocate and have Swami visit us and host him these few days. I'd like to read from one of Gurudeva's Merging with Shiva Lessons, 108. The entire spiritual unfoldment process, oddly enough, is designed to throw you off center so that you have to work to pull yourself on center. First, life throws you off center. You have all kinds of experiences. You make mistakes, and with your indomitable will, have to control that fluctuating awareness to get it right on center and to be all right right now. Feel that powerful energy flowing through every nerve current and be that energy rather than the fluctuating nerve current. Then one day, when you really get good at it, you find a guru. You are firmly on center, and he tries to throw you off center. My guru, Yogaswami, would always throw his disciples off center and set them spinning. They had to work hard with themselves to get on center again. That strengthens the sinews and the muscles of man's becoming himself. Becoming totally aware that he is aware, and then controlling his mind by not allowing his awareness to get caught up in the vast delusion of the externalities of the mind. How's that? That's a good one. The vast delusion of the externalities of the mind. We had some very interesting emails come in this last week, which we were answering, and one of them told a story that I'm sure many of you have experienced, a story of encountering someone in the workplace or in some situation where you're constantly interacting with them, and this person totally upsets you. You find this person crude, antagonistic, low-minded. And when you interact with the person, you get disturbed and you just wish that person wasn't there. Have you ever found that kind of situation to be the one you're in? So, of course, the first thought is, well, I wish this person would go away. Boy, this person is a real bother, you know. I was doing so well before this person came into the situation. Why don't I stay and they'll leave, right? Simple way of solving it. But in this lesson, Gurudeva is pointing out what we pointed out in the email to this individual, that life is offering you a wonderful spiritual opportunity. You don't want this person to go away. No, this person is a wonderful chance to have yourself thrown off center. This is a chance for great spiritual progress. Boy, you're so happy that this antagonistic, crude, upsetting person came into your life that you can't believe it. That's what we told him. I hope he believes it. Because it's really true. It's really true that sometimes we think of spiritual progress as just being in a quiet place without being disturbed. That's how we make spiritual progress. Let's go out and sit near the river where it's quiet, and then I can make spiritual progress. You know, when I'm involved with all these antagonistic, low-minded, crude people, there's no way I can make spiritual progress. But that's not the case, and that's what Vridev is pointing out. Both situations are important for our spiritual progress. If we always just sit in a quiet, peaceful, serene place, we're not challenged to control our emotions. We're not stirred by something instinctive to see if something instinctive in us pops back. We just learn how to be peaceful if everything around us is peaceful. So that's important, to be able to be in a peaceful situation. But it's also important to be challenged by life, be challenged by the guru, and find ourselves thrown off center. I remember a long time ago, Gurudeva once took me from one center to another. We had a very quiet retreat center in Northern California at that time. It was just so peaceful. You know, you're out in nature all the time, so beautiful, water and everything, just like here. So there I was, just so peaceful and happy and content. Then we went to another place where Gurudeva was involved in sorting out some rather intense interpersonal problems. And that was just so unpleasant and so upsetting and so disturbing. And I said, Gurudeva, you know, it was just so nice where I was. And Gurudeva said, well, you have to learn to be able to be at peace in this situation as well. In the midst of disturbance, you have to learn to be able to be peaceful, just like you are peaceful in a peaceful, natural setting. So that was a lesson I never forgot. And that's, of course, what this lesson is, that challenging times are good for us. So if life challenges us, that's great. Then the guru doesn't have to, because we're already challenged. But looking at these antagonistic situations as a chance for spiritual growth, as a chance to get better control over our emotions, is a wonderful perspective. One other piece of advice Gurudeva gives in this kind of situation, if it's ongoing and you're really dealing with someone who is seriously antagonistic, is to be totally transparent, just like you're not there. They throw all these antagonistic thoughts at you, these antagonistic words, antagonistic actions, and it just goes right through you like you're not there. It doesn't touch you. That's the goal. It's like you don't even see them. They're there, but you don't see them. Come in. Welcome. So if you're able to do this, what happens? You don't get touched by this situation. It's like it didn't happen because you've remained totally transparent to it. And eventually the karma will come back on the person who generated it in a very simple way. We don't have to do anything. We just pretend he's not there, nothing happened, and eventually the person will reap the karma and hopefully the lesson of that experience, because we want everyone to progress. Just because someone's nasty to us doesn't mean we don't want them to make spiritual progress. But if we're able to do that, then it's not dragging us down, not getting us involved, not creating an unnecessary karma for us. However, human nature is such that it likes to get back at someone. If they're nasty to us, we should be nasty to them, right? It's only fair. They made us unhappy, why shouldn't we make them unhappy? Well, of course, if we do that, then we're creating an unnecessary karma for ourselves. There's no need for us to be the vehicle for their nastiness to come back to them. If we allow ourselves to be that vehicle, then we're creating additional karma for ourselves. But if we can be transparent, not let it affect us at all, pretend they're not even there. Everybody else sees them, but we don't. Everybody else hears them, but we don't. Then it doesn't affect us. We don't create an additional karma for ourselves, and we just let the law of karma work by itself. Their action will create a reaction, which will show them the folly of their ways eventually. It might take years, might take even till the next lifetime. But just leave it to the law of karma. Don't feel we need to be the ones to teach them the lesson. So that's what Gurudeva suggested, and it works very, very well. And also helps you remain peaceful because then you don't get disturbed. So that's the thought for the day, is that that antagonistic person, that crude person who always upsets you, says the wrong thing, tries to disturb you. If you have one around, boy, you're in luck. You have a chance to make spiritual progress. So don't chase them away. Just learn to remain centered. Whatever they say doesn't affect you. You're the centered one, centered in your spiritual energy. Om Namah Shivaya.